Master. Wake up, Master. I never tire watching you sleep. Your breathing is so soft, so gentle. Just like you. You used to squirm while dreaming back then. Tonight is no exception. Tell me, Master, what fantasies could be playing in your mind tonight? Could you be dreaming about me? About today? Do you think of me as much as I do you? Of course, you'd never admit that to me. You'd totally blush and avert your gaze. Until today, that is. I love you, Master. You're so very dear to me. To hear you finally say those words to me. There has never once been a happier moment in my life. I don't know when you're going to wake up at this rate. I can wait for as long as necessary. Till then, I'll help reduce your squirming and make your dreams a little more pleasant. Master, wake up. I want to feel your arms around me again. I want to feel your kind, soft touch. I adore you, Master. Serving you is rewarding all on its own. I need you awake, Master. Show me the gorgeous eyes I can't help staring at. I love you. I love you. Hello, Master. You're finally awake. My apologies for waking you up in this fashion. No, I'm not here for your morning service. We're not even close to that time yet. It's quite late. Or early, depending on your perspective. Well, the most straightforward answer is that I simply couldn't wait to see you again. You're far too charming to be left alone for long. Beyond my simple desire to visit you, I wanted to talk. Even when we were alone together in the morning, it was still a little difficult to find a chance to hold a real conversation with you. For obvious reasons. Given how quickly things have progressed these past few days, I figured a chat was long overdue. There's been a lot on my mind recently. Indulge me for a moment. I've worked as a maid nearly my whole life. If my memory serves, I was only in my early teens when I first began training here. As I mentioned this morning, we've got along surprisingly well. My feelings for you were purely platonic back then. Or I at least believed they were. Eventually, as I'm sure you've already guessed, my feelings for you became more intimate. Regardless, I was a fast learner, and my diligence and integrity quickly resulted in my promotion to the position of the head maid. Despite my personal feelings towards you, Master, I have never once wavered in my duties. It all changed today. I deluded myself into believing it was okay to take things one step at a time. I've waited long enough. What are a few more months, years? Things were moving slowly between us. But progress is progress. I left your room this morning, thinking that would still be the case. Only I began to feel an intense burning inside my chest shortly after. My breath was short. My chest was tight. For the first time, I was rendered incapable of performing to my fullest ability. There was only one thing on my mind. You. I realized my body was longing, aching for you, Master. Perhaps it was because I was denied the catharsis of having raw intercourse. Or maybe it was because I've been waiting for so long. I don't know myself anymore. As of this moment, I only know one thing. I want your child. My womb has been yearning for your seed, and I have every intention of taking it. I'm sorry, Master. I'm sure this is sudden, but my patience is at its limit. I'll show you just how much I love you today. I will make you so madly in love with me, you won't think of anything else. I disagree. My mind has never been more clear. This burning won't stop until I'm dripping with your semen. You're still groggy from waking up, aren't you? You wouldn't be able to overpower me in this state. Let me handle everything, Master. I only need you to focus on the pleasure. Deny it all you want. Your body is betraying you. I feel you throbbing against me. You may be resisting now, Master, but soon enough you won't want to. I'm sure it must be painful to have an erection like that beneath your pants. Let's give it some fresh air. And with that, you have direct access to my dripping pussy. Doesn't it feel more erotic without a condom in the way? That's right. I'm not wearing anything underneath. Undergarments serve little purpose when you have no intention to keep them on. After all, I'm so wet I've practically covered you in my nectar. The entrance is sucking you in, begging to be filled with your manhood. Master, you're so precious. I love you. I'm putting it in. Everything will be okay. Surrender to the pleasure. Surrender to me. Finally, we have become one, Master. There isn't a single inch of your body I don't adore. No matter what you may think of yourself, that will never change. I'm moving now, Master. Feel free to come whenever you want, as many times as you want. I don't intend to let go until I'm sure you've impregnated me. I'll be as gentle as possible. All you need to do is think about the pleasure. Isn't raw intercourse so much better, Master? I can feel how warm your cock is. It's heating my entire body. Every little movement, every little twitch, I feel it all. Our love juices mixing, becoming one. Your hands are instinctively squeezing mine, desperately pulling me closer as if the pleasure could stop at any moment. You were just saying you didn't want to do this a moment ago. Enjoy yourself. There's nothing to worry about anymore. Let yourself melt into my embrace. Riding on top of you, there's nowhere to run. Give in. I'll give your cock a nice, warm hug with my pussy, and you'll give me your semen in return. Have you noticed yet, Master? Your body has grown completely accustomed to mine. The thought alone fills me with joy. The boy I've known since childhood has grown into a man that loves me so very deeply. No matter how much things change in life, my feelings for you will always remain constant. I love you. I can hear the moans escaping from your lips. You're trying so desperately to keep quiet, but all it's doing is making you even more irresistible. It'll be impossible for me to stop ravaging your body if you keep giving me such adorable reactions. I love that part of you, Master. Always so considerate, no matter the occasion. Are you feeling good, Master? How do I feel compared to my fleshlight? The real thing is better. I'm sure it does. I couldn't help but feel a little envious of how much you were enjoying it. So this does alleviate my concerns. It seems we won't be getting much use of it anymore. There's no need when I'm ready to accept your wonderful cock at a moment's notice. You're hitting the entrance of my womb. Soon you'll fill it with your hot, sticky semen. The anticipation is making me even more uncontrollably wet. I'll savor every last bit of it. I won't let a single drop go to waste tonight. I'll squeeze your cock tighter and tighter until you can't bear it any longer. Come for me, Master. Grant me the relief I've been waiting for. Give me your magnificent seed. Give me your child. Do your best, Master. Fill me to the brim. Pump me so full, there will be nothing left in your balls. You're breathing even heavier than before. I can feel the uncontrollable spasms inside me. You must be at your limit. Don't hold back. Paint my insides with your cum. I love you. 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 Thank you, Master. You've filled my womb. It's so warm. Don't try to pull it out. Let's stay connected for a while longer. I'll keep squeezing you tight. I don't want any of it to spill out. Your sheets need to be washed again. If only I knew, I would end up paying you another visit. You look so blissful, like you'll fall happily asleep at any moment. Truly a precious sight. Stay with me for a little longer, Master. I want you to keep holding me in your arms. I've been spoiling you for so long. It feels nice to have you be the one embracing me for once. It's already so late. I wonder if you'll still be requiring my services in the morning. Of course, I'll still help you get prepared for the day, in the case that you don't. As much as I would like to stay in your arms for the rest of the night, I'll have to take my leave soon. We can't afford to rouse any suspicion yet, at least until the pregnancy has been confirmed. There's no guarantee on my first try, Master. I'll keep having you pour your seed into me every chance we get until I carry your child. Your scent is simply amazing, Master. Being this close to you is nearly enough to make my head spin. Being so close to you, knowing that this is just between the two of us, your smell, I can feel the tightness inside my chest returning. I'm burning up inside. Master, one more time. I want you to come inside me. One more time. I know you just came, but you can do it for me, can't you? I won't take no for an answer. I'm moving again. Even though you've already filled me with your semen. Once more, I need your hot seed. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're wearing such a delightful expression. I can't help but ravage you even more. You're feeling strange. It'll be okay, Master. This will all be over shortly. Soon, whatever you're feeling will turn into pleasure. Every time I kiss you, I get even wetter and wetter. I can feel my pussy sucking you in deeper as our lips touch. Words aren't enough to describe how much I love you. I need you to understand in both body and mind. I'll shower you with all the praise and affection you could ask for. And I'll wring you dry until you can't think of doing it without me. Your hot cum is still inside, making your cock so slippery. I can move so much easier like this. It's still growing inside me. You're stretching my pussy out, molding it into the shape of your cock. A bit further, master. You're almost there. All the pain, pleasure, confusion. Let those feelings all mix into one and come for me. Your body's starting to shake. Are you getting close? Do you want to come? You can do it, master. Fill me up once more. Pour your love directly into me. I love you. I love you. Perfect, master. Good boy. Good boy. You did so well. Is everything okay, master? I hope I didn't take things too far. I allowed my impulses to get the better of me. Thankfully, I didn't bring harm to you. That expression tells me you have a question for me. I'm all ears. Your actual name? How very peculiar. Do you believe it will feel more intimate for me to refer to you by your real name? I'm sorry, master. Once again, I am unable to comply. Everyone has a name, master, and every name is unique, and simultaneously not. I may or may not be the only Silica you know. The same can be applied to your name, or anyone else. It begs the question, how many people will you meet with the same name before the sense of intimacy disappears? All this to say, no matter who we may meet, whether or not they have the same name as you, there will only ever be one man I will call Master. That name holds a very special place in my heart. And given the chance, I hope to one day call you my husband, too. You've fallen asleep already. Maybe you'll wake up thinking it was all just a dream. In a way, it feels like I'm dreaming myself. I'll start heading back to my room shortly. For now, I just want to feel your warmth for a little longer. I'll return in the morning, and we can pick up where we left off. Sweet dreams, master. I love you.